And joining me now to talk about how her group will respond to today's decision is Kelly Davis. She's executive director for the New Voices for Reproductive Justice. That's a nonprofit working in Ohio and Pennsylvania to help Black women, girls, and trans people. Kelly Davis, welcome to the NewsHour. Thank you for joining us. Tell me about what this decision means specifically for the people you serve, and what are they telling you today?
Well, today is a devastating day, but if you're surprised, you haven't been paying attention. As we've heard throughout today's broadcast, folks have been working in concert across this nation to limit folks' human rights, including access to comprehensive sexual and reproductive health care, which includes abortion. Across the two states that we represent, we know that those that are most impacted by abortion restrictions are Black women and gender expansive folks.
So let me ask you about Ohio and Pennsylvania, where you also work, because a lot of folks predict now, because of the tightening rules in Ohio, and as you just heard, that so-called heartbeat bill just going into effect there, Pennsylvania providers will see a surge of women coming in from Ohio, from West Virginia, from elsewhere. Can you handle that? Can other providers handle that? Do you have the resources you need?
Well, for the states where abortion is still legal to absorb, the influx of patients from states where abortion is now illegal because of trigger bans, we know that that can't possibly be the case. Also, not everyone has the means to be able to travel. Again, folks that are disabled, folks that are living in poverty, who do not have access to sick leave or childcare, are having challenges traveling. Also, to ask a healthcare system, which has been plagued by infectious disease and record numbers of resignations and ill healthcare workforce, to absorb even more of an influx of patients is morally and epidemiologically unconscionable.
Kelly, you just heard Michael Ganadakis say that he's confident there are state resources available in Ohio. They will step up. They will support these women. Do you believe that will happen?
No, because it hasn't happened. States have had horrible budget deficits because of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Ohio, we have children today living in poverty, right? We have infant formula shortage, right? And a worsening Black maternal morbidity and mortality crisis. And that was with Roe being the law of the land. Without it, we all know those things are going to skyrocket, causing widespread death and disability, which maims communities of color the most.
So once abortions now, as we know, are essentially banned in Ohio, just give me a real life example here. If there's a woman there, this new heartbeat bill has gone into effect, she becomes pregnant, she wants to end her pregnancy, what are her options? What can she do?
Well, I just want to say that a 6-week abortion ban is effectively 100% abortion ban, because the vast majority of people do not know that they're pregnant within 6 weeks of their pregnancy. And so now this person, this hypothetical person, but this is the real life for tens of thousands of people across the state, have to secure childcare, have to take off of work, sometimes have to travel to neighboring states that require multiple doctor's visits, have to pay out of pocket, right? All of those things we know, particularly marginalized groups, do not have access to. But that's what we're committed within the reproductive justice movement to, giving folks the access that they need wherever abortion is legal today.
Kelly Davis, in the few seconds we have left, how does this change the work you do? What are you doing differently today that you weren't doing before?
It doesn't change anything. We're just working smarter, harder, faster, with more commitment and passion now more than ever.
That is Kelly Davis, executive director of the New Voices for Reproductive Justice, joining us tonight. Thank you for joining us.